Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. Got a lot coming up tonight, a lot for us to hit on, if you would. Rick Armato is going to join. We can talk a little bit about the economy, what's going on, what we can look at, what we can count on. Because we heard today that another bank may be having some issues or problems. Thank God for Joey B, huh? Thank God he's got everything under control. We got nothing to worry about. The economy is coming back strong. I'm trying to help here. It's not working. Because even my own feeble little mind can't wrap itself around this. You can't wrap itself around these lies being told. God, and people are buying into this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Always appreciate the time that, you know, you hang out with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just getting engaged. I so much appreciate it. Seriously. All right. Before we get on with Rick, or get Rick Armato on, I should say, you know, this administration is so out of touch with reality. I every once in a while, I'll trip over one of the hearings that they're having, right? I don't even know if you want to call them hearings. I mean, you could more call them shows than hearings. I mean, seriously. And you start listening, and you pick up bits and pieces of stuff, right? So this one here, this is hilarious. A top Biden official suggests that there's too many jobs in the U.S. while they're, at the same time, trying to defend climate change. I'm only going to play, you know, about a minute of it. You got to hear this stuff, because maybe I'm not getting this. Maybe I'm missing something here. But take a listen. Maybe. Oh, yeah. Always.
Jobs.
Always for Joe.
For blue-collar workers in this nation are valuable resources. The livelihood and well-being of American families are valuable resources. The ability of America to have our own industry and not be dependent on China is a valuable resource. Why should those things for millions of Americans be sacrificed in favor of your agenda for radical climate change?
Senator, I know that there's like 1.9 jobs for every American in the country right now. So I know there's a lot of jobs.
Wait a minute. You're telling me... You're telling me we've got too many jobs in the country?
Well, I'm saying that we don't have...
All right, dude, I mean, I'm at a loss here. That somebody would actually say that as a true statement. We have 1.9 million jobs. I mean, 1.9 jobs for every person who wants a job. Which means we should be importing people from all over the world because we don't have enough people. Seriously. Oh, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Look, I am not, and I'm willing to admit it, I am not an economic expert by any stretch of the imagination. But I know when we have an unemployment rate that's 3-plus percent, you cannot tell me that we've got all these jobs sitting there and it's just frankly that people won't step in and take them. That's exactly what they're trying to tell you. And again, just you listen to this stuff, you have to scratch your head. All right, let me calm down. Joe Messina, your host. All right, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You can, you know, this Mike Lindell has made it available for some of us to make some money online while you guys save money, get great product made in this country. You keep people in this country working. And I know some of you say, oh, God, but some of this stuff is so expensive. Well, then don't buy that stuff. If you use promo code Joe, guess what? You're going to save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Why wouldn't you do that? Right? You'll save money. He makes a few bucks. I make a few bucks off a deal. And everybody's happy. If you hate the product, guess what? He'll take it. Some of the stuff is 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. I mean, it just depends on what you're buying. He'll take it back. Right? No questions asked. You're unsatisfied? He'll take it back. It's really that simple. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out. You save a boatload of money. Everybody's everybody's happy. And seriously, folks, we keep talking about helping each other out. Are we really willing to do that? Are we really going to step forward and make that happen, right? Can't pull it off. We'll talk a little bit more about this in a little bit. Biden sending over 1,500 troops to Mexico, Mexico border. Some of you got all excited about it until you read the fine print. They're not going there to shore up the border. They're not going there to help the Border Patrol keep money to the side. Nope. They're there for administrative duties. In other words, we just sent 1,500 over to be bus drivers and clerks. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
He's your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And I do always appreciate the time. I know you could be listening to a gazillion other shows, but you've chosen this one. And I'd like to say that shows me what a high IQ you got. I mean, that's just kind of my thought process behind it. Anyway, Rick Amato joins me as he does now pretty much every week. And Rick, he's a political commentator, syndicated newsletter columnist, host of his own show. He's going to tell you where to find that in a minute. Rick, thanks for being with me.
Hey, Joe. Good to be with you.
All right. Before we get rolling, because we get yakking away and then we never get back to it, tell people where they can find your show.
The name of my show is Politics and Profits with Rick Amato. and you can watch that on Roku on the Your America TV channel. So you go to search, and you put in Your America TV, that channel comes up, and then our show comes up. You can also find us online at YourAmericaTV.com. Let me mention that we are that link is live, YourAmericaTV.com. That website is in pre-launch mode. We're probably less than 8 or 9 or 10 days away from announcing an official launch. But you can see our videos there now, and that's going to become a full-blown money, business, political news site with written columns plus video the next week and a half.
All right, Rick, it got a kind of weird name, your politics and profit. Are you teaching elected officials how to use their jobs to make money? I'm just curious. I don't know.
Well, profits as in P-R-O-F-I-T-S.
You know,
you'd be surprised how often I get asked that.
Well, it's amazing to me that these guys, this is kind of off topic for us, but it's amazing they can go in there making $130,000 a year. They don't have much behind them in assets, and they come out multimillionaires. I mean, there must be some special class in there that they give them investing or something.
You know, one thing I've never forgotten is that Trump asked Biden that directly during one of the presidential debates. Joe, tell me how you became a millionaire making $250,000, whatever the number is, as a U.S. senator. And Biden laughed. And he chuckled, like, oh, that's funny. And the moderators said, okay, next question.
Of course they did. Oh, God. Of course they did. It's again... No insider trading for everybody else except for them. They know when the laws are going to change. They know when the rules are going to change. They know, you know, they have a clue as to what's coming up. And I think that that's just wrong in every way, shape, manner, and form. All right. Treasury Secretary Yellen. She says the U.S. could default as soon as June 1st. And we've been in this situation before. The country's never really defaulted on anything. At this particular point, you know, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong, but I don't think we've ever defaulted on a debt yet. This is, again, the whole fear-mongering thing. Oh, my God. We're already, the dollar's already losing value across the planet. But, I mean, this is nothing but smoke, right?
Well, you know, you would think so because it's Janet Yellen. And, you know, and she's a political appointee. But the Congressional Budget Office came out recently, maybe it was today, I forget. It's been a long day, if today or yesterday. And they also reported that the U.S. is at great risk of running out of funds by early June. So you're getting Janet Yellen saying June 1 and the Congressional Budget Office saying early June. I think it's a real statement here. I believe in the accuracy of it. And now we have both Kevin McCarthy and the White House playing, who's going to try to see who's going to be the first one to blink. As you referenced a moment ago, Joe, we have seen this over and over and over again throughout our lifetimes, both trying to stick to their guns, not showing that they're going to be willing to be flexible. I got to believe that in the 11th hour, 12th hour, a minute before the 12th hour, they come to some sort of agreement, because nobody, from a political standpoint, neither the White House or Republicans don't want the responsibility of creating a global financial crisis on their hands.
You know, I'd love to figure out, we say that, but the dollar now is being overshadowed by the Chinese dollar, right? I mean, seriously, you're seeing more and more countries step up and deal with Chinese economically, and that's really, it's going to end up hurting us. The more our dollar the less valuable our dollar becomes, the more problems we're going to have, correct?
Oh, there's no question about it. And you're right, that all plays into it. What McCarthy wants and Republicans, they want to see spending cuts before they would be willing to look at any flexibility in raising the borrowing limit. Meanwhile, Biden is saying, look, we want to raise the borrowing limit with no spending cuts. Now, I know that's different from what you just said about the dollar, but that's what's at play here. And as you say, the value of the dollar plays into this also. But that's what's at on the table for negotiation that the two are playing chicken with right now.
You know, the Democrats do a fantastic job, whether they're lying or not, of getting the message out as to, you know, how bad it is, how bad the Republicans are because they won't come to the table, blah, blah, blah. And we do nothing. It's almost like we're sitting in the corner. It's almost like we're Rocky in the ring. We're willing to take the beating to see what happens at the very end. And, we need to be doing, I used to always say, we need to do the whiteboard thing. Put it on the floor and show people where the money is going, why something needs to be cut. No, we're not cutting Social Security, because those are the places they go right away to scare the crud out of people. And then, go ahead.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Why not just put it in layman's terms, everyday Main Street terms, and say, here's what we want, and don't let Here's a commercial break, but the Dems and the media are scaring the heck out of people with Social Security.
That's how they win. That's how they get it. All right, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Rick Amato right after this.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Writers are on strike, and that means you're going to miss new episodes of some of your favorite TV shows.
Late-night talk shows among the first to be impacted by the Writers Guild strike. Hosts Seth Meyers and Jimmy Fallon, however, both say they stand with the writers.
We have a lot of staff and crew that will be affected by this, but, they got to get a fair deal.
I also feel very strongly that what the writers are asking for is not unreasonable.
The last writer strike back in 2007 lasted 100 days and cost the entertainment industry billions of dollars. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. Surgeon General is bringing attention to what's being called an epidemic of loneliness and isolation. Dr. Vivek Murthy released an advisory Tuesday saying a lack of connection in the U.S. is ramping up the chances for premature death for many Americans. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed. Just make sure that you really understand what's going on, right? Get informed so that when you're sitting there having a conversation with, I know some of you hate when I do this, but these people or those people, right? You'll have real information. You won't be spewing talking points. You won't be spewing the latest Twitter headline, if you would. You'll actually be speaking from a point of authority because you'll have the real information. And that's really what you need. You know, otherwise, again, you're just them screaming into the wind like everybody else. So Rick Amato joins me, as he does every week now. Rick Amato, he's a political commentator, syndicated newsletter columnist, and talk show host. And, you know, Rick is the host of Politics and Profits. You can find it on YourAmericaTV.com, YourAmericaTV.com. Rick, thanks for being with me.
Yeah. And, you know, before the break, we were talking about the debt ceiling and Yellen, Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, saying that the U.S. could default by June 1st. And again, I don't think she's blowing smoke because the Congressional Budget Office says the same thing. But I do believe that we will see the Republicans and the Democrats come to an agreement at the 12th hour. Now, related to all that, Joe, you know, there's a third bank that has collapsed, and that is First Republic. So here we are, what, May 2nd, and this year alone, we have seen First Republic Bank, Silicon Valley Bank, and Signature Bank all collapse. Third bank, you know, this year.
Yep.
And bank stocks today got hit hard in the market on that news. And speaking of the markets, the Federal Reserve, just, you know, for those who follow this stuff, today's Tuesday, May 2nd. Tomorrow, May 3rd, the Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates by a quarter point. So, all kind of related.
They're telling you, though, they're telling you they're doing that so that they can help curb inflation, right? I mean,
yeah,
seriously, because they care so much about us. But
yeah, you know, they're doing it so they could have less spending and consumer spending, and things become less inflationary. At least that's the strategy. whether or not that happens.
You look at what's going on, and you look at the hole these guys have dug for us. And again, you know, I was gonna say this in the last segment, but I recall the last time we actually let the government shut down. I was joking two ways. I said they still spent over $4 billion a day while the government was shut down. I don't know about you, but when your business shuts down, you're almost spending nothing at that particular point in time. And then when they reopened the government, everybody got back pay.
So that's a great point.
How does this work?
I'd forgotten about it.
Right?
That may be why we're facing this run out of cash by June 1st scenario. For that very reason right there.
Well, you know, Rick, it's funny. You know this, and my listeners know this. So I am, I'm an elected official on a school board here in California. And, you know, we used to joke, you know, you always heard growing up as a kid, or you heard from time to time how if you don't use it, you lose it, right? That you know, government accounting is so much different than the accounting that you use at home and in your business. So, you know, we put our budget together to have so many jobs, so many people, so many this. If we don't fill those positions, if we don't spend that money, whether we need them or not, we're functioning properly without, you know, 10 positions filled. We will fill those to make sure we don't lose that money in the coming year. And God forbid we should save the taxpayers anything. God forbid we should really think it through and see what we actually do need or don't need. You know, it's, man, I'll tell you what, profit has its place. Capitalism has its place, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you know, and this is what Republicans are trying to do, at least in theory, at least on the surface, when they say let's see the spending cuts before we raise the borrowing limit. You know, at the end of the day, I don't trust either political party. I happen to trust one more than the other. But you know, I like what's being said is let's see the spending cuts, which is more or less what you're referencing. In your analogy there, but you know, I don't think we'll ever see it happen.
Oh no, because I would have to go out and buy a lottery ticket immediately after that happened. But let's get back to the banks for a minute. You know, and I don't know how much you follow this, and I've noticed since we had the original bank collapse years ago that it seems like the smaller banks. You know, it's harder and harder and harder for them to operate. It's harder for them to absorb some of the regulations that the, government has come out with. You always went, I'm not the finance guy here, but the small community banks were always the banks that Joe and Mary Smith went to start their business, right? To buy their home, to borrow money to send their kid to college or school or whatever. The big banks aren't as fluffy with the community. If we lose the small banks, it could really take a bigger hit on the economy than people realize, couldn't it?
I think you're right. And that, you know, earlier in our conversation, I mentioned that bank stocks took a big hit today. I didn't specify, but now that you bring this up, it wasn't all bank stocks that took the hit today. It was regional bank stocks.
Yeah, I can see that.
That took the hit in the stock market, and that is what you are referring to, Joe, when you talk about the small Main Street banks. They're known as the regional bank stocks. And look at the three names that we've seen this year that have failed: First Republic, Silicon Valley, and Signature Bank. I mean, I wonder how many Americans outside of San Francisco ever heard of any of those banks.
Well, you know, it's funny you brought that up. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine about that today, about, you know, you look at this country as a whole. We move to different areas of the country because we more line up maybe with that area's, mindset and the environment in that city. You know, you move to San Francisco for certain reasons. You move to Sacramento. You move to Los Angeles. You move to New York City. Or you move to, you know, little town Nebraska, right? Because you have a different way you want to live. You want to raise your family a certain way. What's interesting to me is some of the coastal liberals in California and on the East Coast, they don't see the middle part of the country. And what they do see, is, you know, ignorant people that, cling to their guns and Bibles, so to speak. But That is, with that kind of attitude, with that kind of mindset, financially, from an economic standpoint, we'll never come together. We'll never rise up. We'll never be that strong country again, in my mind. I mean, I've been wrong before. But that was the greatness of this country 20 years ago. We understood we all lived differently, believed differently.
Well, just to put an exclamation point on your point, the phrase flyover states,
yep.
That wasn't made up by, you know, that wasn't made up by Tucker Carlson or Laura Ingraham. That was the phrase used by liberal Democrats in New York, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles, San Francisco, to refer to the rest of the country, flyover states. How arrogant and condescending is that?
Well, that is the push to get rid of, I don't know if you've ever looked into this, but the push to get rid of the Electoral College. And I'm a big Electoral College freak, because now I really see the value in it based on, you know, the environment that we live in today. And to your point about the flyover states, they wouldn't even exist. Nobody would have to stop at any of those. You would have to make your case at the major cities on the east, west coast, and a few in the middle of the country. And that would be it. That's who would pick the president.
I agree 1,000%.
Just amazing.
Now, of course, we're starting this. You know, Texas falls in that category of flyover states. But we're, you know, as businesses escape California.
I like that. Escape.
Texas.
You're right.
There's a reason why they left. Whether it be Toyota or what have you. You know, we're seeing that their employees move with them, obviously.
Yeah.
And so now there's more Democratic voters in Texas. And I bring this up for a couple of reasons. One, it hits your point of the condescending look on the mid-states. It's your point on those on the left, on the Electoral College. An article out today that the Democratic Party is recruiting an ex-NFL player to go up against Ted Cruz. And I thought that was interesting.
Well, yeah, because they made fun of the one we chose for Georgia. All right, got to go to a quick commercial break, people. We both believe in capitalism. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation and not part of the confusion, part of the conversation, which means you have got to get engaged first. I mean, you've got to get engaged, you've got to get informed, and then you'll make a difference. You'll make it work. I guarantee at that point you'll be able to make it work. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, give a holler. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Rick Amato joins me. He's a political commentator, syndicated newsletter columnist. Rick's also the host of Politics and Profits, and you can find that on youramericatv.com. Youramericatv.com. Rick, glad to have you with me again.
Yeah, great to be with you, Joe. And, you know, we've been talking about, you know, bank stocks, regional bank stocks, and about the debt limit. One thing I want to sneak in here, a couple things, but one comes to mind, is, you know, we have for years seen how Fox News, now we're switching gears here a second, but it's so newsworthy and so amazing. Fox News, for years, we've seen how they have just bloodied MSNBC in the primetime ratings. I mean, we're talking 2-1 performing much two to one. Well, news ratings just came out today. First time since, well, I don't want to say first time, but in a week or so since Tucker Carlson's been gone, stunningly to me, I think stunningly to anybody who follows this, in prime time, MSNBC beat Fox News.
Yeah.
Yep. And if you follow this stuff for the last several years, that was like, it's impossible, but it happened.
Well, Tucker averaged about, what, 4 million viewers in his hour.
Yeah.
It dropped over 50%. And I can't think of the fellow's name they put in there in his place right now. And he's good. I can't think of Lawrence something, right?
There's a couple of different guys. One, I haven't seen Lauren in there. The other guy, you and I both know, he used to be in San Bernardino, by the way. And I can't think of his name right now, but it's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I know who you're talking about.
But,
yeah.
They say that Tucker generated ratings for the shows around him.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently that's out here because
that's an old radio trick. You know, it really in the old days. You know, when we had dinosaurs around, I guess it was the idea on radio when you had a radio lineup, show lineups. You would want to make sure that during drive time in the morning that you had a hot show on to feed the next show coming in, and the same thing in the afternoon for drive time. You want to make sure you had the right show on that people go right back to your station in your area to listen. To that, but you're right, the show before and after usually benefited from that. And, you know, considering what was it, Newsmax just reported that they've had a 216% increase in listenership or viewership, whatever they're calling it, since Tucker left. That's a big number.
Now, I had read, and I don't know how accurate this is, I tend to believe it, but I haven't. It's not a big story, which I would think it would be. Tucker hasn't been fired. He's had his show canceled, but not fired. Now, if that's accurate, why does that matter? That matters because it prevents him from going anywhere right now.
Yes. Yep.
And so I find that very, very interesting.
Well, depending how the contract was written, go ahead.
But again, for our listeners out there who don't pay attention to this stuff, and I don't blame you if you don't, you know, Joe and I are in media, so we notice these things. We're talking that Fox News has historically outperformed MSNBC by a 2-to-1 margin in ratings in prime time, and now we get this report today that MSNBC has outperformed Fox News. Astounding.
You know, I don't think they took this much of a dip when O'Reilly left. And I was, you know, I liked O'Reilly. I didn't go out of my way to watch him. I'll put it that way. Where Tucker, if I had heard who he was having on and who he was dealing with, I would try to catch the show. But
I'd fall in the same category as what you just said. Yeah.
So O'Reilly, though, was number one for 12 years. And I used to scratch my head saying, how? But he was number one for cable news for 12 years. And then Tucker stepped in and, you know, after a short period of time, carried that on, frankly. And Laura Ingraham's been on forever. She can't pull it off. Sean Hannity, been on forever, can't pull that off as well. You know, can't hold the audiences like they do. And that's big revenue for them. You know?
Yeah. It is.
And to your point for Tucker Carlson now, yes, that's true. I don't think people realize that in this kind of business where you can be kept from going somewhere else, as long as they keep paying his contract out, they don't have to let him do anything.
That's right.
But my understanding, and I don't know how true this is, you know, to your point, things fly all over the place. He can't appear on any broadcast network or, you know, that kind of thing, whether it be cable and or over the air. But he could conceivably do his own podcast. is what I'm hearing. I don't know how true that is, but that's what I'm hearing.
I don't know. I don't know either.
Yeah.
I do know when I was at One America, they would not allow me to do my own podcast.
Or, right.
So, I don't mean to compare to One America to Fox, but...
No, but the those contracts are basically, they start off all the same in a boilerplate way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just amazing. And you know, you think about that. I know we're kind of off topic and going all over the place, but I was just talking to somebody about, you know, my show started back, I think, when Obama got elected or shortly thereafter. And I was telling somebody the other day, I said, you know, first of all, it's so much different. When you were syndicated, there was a big deal to be nationally syndicated. Syndicated coast to coast was kind of the joke. But now if you have a podcast, you're available to the whole world. And now it's all about marketing, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Right. And those numbers are easier to quantify. They're easier to wrap your arms around. They're easier to sell to sponsors. Yeah, because that's how we make, I keep reminding people, that's how we make our money. We make our money by showing sponsors, I can get your product in front of X amount of eyes, X amount of ears, you know, a night, a day, an hour, whatever the time frame is. So it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Quickly, the Charlie Gasparino, apparently, now you guys are good friends. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and he's doing, well, a while back, and apparently he's doing really well. Why don't you give us an overview as to what's going on?
Yeah, I'll make it quick, so we're almost out of time here. Almost 1 year ago to the day, 1 year ago, Charlie Gasparino was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And yesterday or a couple days before, he got the word that he is cancer-free.
Wow.
And, yeah, and Charlie wants to get the word out of what he's learned. And he said what he learned is do the little things right. Now, what does that mean? He said he did a lot of testing, a lot of diagnostics, a lot of doctor's appointments. And he said he took something called the 4K test. I had never heard of that. And the 4K test, which is, he says, that's a blood test, which takes blood screening to a whole new level. You know, I think I'm like most people that I'm thinking if a doctor gives you a blood test, well, now you've learned what you need to know about your blood, but apparently not. Again, this test called the 4K test takes screening to a whole new level. He also got advice, I found this interesting, from Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett, who's in his 90s, also is a prostate cancer survivor. I found it interesting that he gave Charlie Gasparino advice, which off the top of my head, I'm not sure what that advice was. But, you know, he said the other thing that he wants to share that he's very, very appreciative, and he thinks we should all be with those billionaires in our society who are donating their money to cancer research. And one name that he mentioned is Michael Milken. Of course, Milken has got, you know, Milken's got some baggage with him from years ago. But he said, hey, look, this guy has donated a lot of money to cancer research, like others. And he says, I may not be where I am today had it not been for him. Yeah, the thing about Charlie, too, is I didn't know this until he texted me yesterday, and that is he's a former amateur boxer.
His nose doesn't look like it. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, you can see it now, right? Right? You hear it? You know, Charlie says, look, I lift weights 3 or 4 days a week. I run 6 miles a few days a week. I run sprints. I eat well. And I got prostate.
I'm done with the running. We'll hit this more next week. Talk about maybe some of those kind of things to help keep you healthy, where you're not killing yourself trying to stay healthy. Anyway,
but he was doing this before he was diagnosed.
All right, Rick. I will again. We'll have you on next week again. And God bless. Have a great rest of the day. All right, people. Brad Dinkins joins us in the next hour. Don't go far. A lot more.